AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Kentucky's perfect season ended Saturday night at the Final Four in Indianapolis. The Badgers from Wisconsin beat the Wildcats from Kentucky 74-61 to advance to the finals against Duke, who beat Michigan State 81-61. Kentucky forward Willie Cauley-Stein, who scored only 2 points, says the Wildcats didn't deliver in the closing minutes.
Last 5 minutes is the game, and we didn't make plays in those last 5 minutes to hold the lead and push it. And if you don't make plays in the last 5 minutes, you will lose.
Wisconsin forward Sam Decker says the Badgers hung in there despite being behind in the second half.
We got down today a little bit, but we didn't change our expression. We didn't change what we did. We didn't freak out. We knew if we played our game, we'd get back into it and come back and call back, and that's what we were able to do.
Duke fought off a fast start by Michigan State to earn a trip to Madison Square Garden on Monday night.
Duke withstood a torrid start from the Spartans and went on to an 81-61 win that moved the Blue Devils into the title game for the 11th time. The Spartans scored 14 points in the first 4 minutes on 5-of-7 shooting, including 4-for-4 from the arc. That's when Duke came alive, though. They limited the Spartans to 3-of-20 shooting the rest of the first half on the way to an 11-point halftime lead, and it built to as many as 20. Justice Wilson scored 19 for the 34-4 Blue Devils. Jahlil Okafor added 18. Denzel Valentine's 22 was topped for the 27-12 Spartans. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
Iran's foreign minister appears to be trying to reassure hardliners who oppose the nuclear deal, saying that even if the West withdraws, Tehran can still return to its program. Al-Shabaab is threatening to carry out more terrorist attacks in Kenya if that government continues to attack it. This is AP Radio News. The New York Auto Show is underway, and among the many new models and concept cars is the idea of a self-driving vehicle.
It's not so inconceivable anymore that we're going to see self-driving cars taking off, says Mark Scheinberg, president of the New York International Auto Show.
The technology is really evolving so quickly that the possibility of self-driving vehicles is really truly going to be here in the future.
He says new advancements that show up in even the most inexpensive cars, such as safety features that detect everything from other vehicles to pedestrians and brake for them, show how far the technology has come. Julie Walker, New York.
The Georgia Highway Patrol says Robert Burns Jr., the former drummer of the southern hard rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd, wasn't wearing a seatbelt when his vehicle ran off a road Friday night and smashed into a tree. Two road accidents have killed 33 people in two Chinese provinces. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.